the GOP presidential candidates are pretty sure Mitt Romney will win New Hampshire. At this point, the race to win seems less important than the race to be Romney's main rival. Race to the almost top. It's Monday, January 9th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
We're going to talk about yesterday's debate. There were two over the weekend in New Hampshire, and we'll give you a few predictions for tomorrow's primary as well. Also, we're going to talk a little later with two stars of the reality show All American Muslim. The final show of that TV program aired last night. And we're going to look back on 60 years of Queen Elizabeth's rule later this hour. But many of you are still talking about Ron Paul and his popularity among young Republican voters. One listener writes this at thetakeaway.org. Paul supporters are useful because now Obama supporters know what they sounded like in 2008. Zealous devotion to a political personality is kind of disconcerting, isn't it? Although Obama won, if you remember. Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE, and now let's check in on the headlines.
Mitt Romney appears to be sprinting towards the finish line in the New Hampshire primary. The former Massachusetts governor enjoys a comfortable lead in most polls. The primary is tomorrow. His rivals are still trying to chip away at that lead, though. Newt Gingrich lashed out at the front runner in a pair of weekend debates, saying Romney would be better, or Gingrich would be better at taking on President Obama. Our partner, the New York Times, is reporting that a political action committee supporting Gingrich plans to launch ads attacking Romney as a predatory capitalist who destroyed jobs. Rick Perry and Rick Santorum have moved on to campaign in the more traditionally conservative area of South Carolina ahead of its primary later this month. We'll have more on the New Hampshire primary and the GOP race coming up.
Crowds gathered in Tucson last night to mark the one-year anniversary of a deadly shooting spree. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was wounded in that attack, and six were killed. But a smiling and defiant Giffords made a rare public appearance at the ceremony with her husband, Mark Kelly. She led the crowd in a Pledge of Allegiance while her husband urged attendees to make each day count.
Our cherished friends, the good, the caring, the innocent among us, the closest and dearest people we know, can be taken from us in an instant.
The couple also participated in a candlelight vigil and a ringing of bells at 10:11 a.m. to mark the time of the attack.
While Iran's President Ahmadinejad is in Latin America on a tour, Iran has sentenced an American man to death after convicting him of working as a spy for the CIA. Iranian state radio says the 28-year-old was found guilty of working with a hostile country while trying to accuse Iran of terrorism. The U.S. State Department has demanded his release, saying he has been falsely accused.
A new report says last year's Wall Street paychecks could be the smallest since the start of the financial crisis in 2008. Wall Street Journal says big firms like Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and J.P. Morgan Chase have cut their compensation packages by as much as half in 2010. However, the newspaper estimates overall pay and benefits will still total some $159 billion.
Well, that's a relief anyway. Yeah. And the Denver Broncos came out on top once again, this time stunning the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tim Tebow with the forces of good against the forces of evil there. The Pittsburgh Steelers connected with Demaryius Thomas for an 80-yard touchdown pass on the first play of overtime for a 29-23 win. The New York Giants are also moving on after breezing past Atlanta 24-2 in the NFC wildcard game. They'll take on Green Bay, 15-1 Green Bay up at Lambeau Field. Lions didn't do so well.
Actually, the Lions played quite well. They lost, but they played quite well. They gave them a good game for three quarters and then lost in the end. Asian and European markets are mixed right now. Futures are up, though. The Dow will start at 12,359. The S&P opens at 1,277. The NASDAQ at 2,356. Well, last Friday, if you may remember, we talked about Ron Paul's popularity among young people, 20-somethings, and you've been responding to that conversation. Nathan in Hoboken writes at thetakeaway.org, "The problems we face are big. It will take bold and radical thinking to solve them. Our current leadership landscape is so underwhelming and uninspiring. Ron Paul tells it like it is." But listener Anna from New York disagrees. She says whether Ron Paul tells it like it is or is a master manipulator is obviously a matter of opinion. But I will say youth is often ignorant and can be easily manipulated. Give us your thoughts. 8778-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org. We take a look at New Hampshire in a moment.
The There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.